Governor Cuomo's economic development programs have been the subject of two federal corruption trials that ended with convictions for two of Cuomo's former associates. But as WXXI's Karen DeWitt reports from Albany, some say problems with the $9 billion programs go beyond corruption, and the structure of the programs is flawed.
Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Prococo, in March was convicted of bribery. On July 12th, Elaine Calieros, the former president of SUNY Polytechnic Institute and the former architect of the governor's biggest economic development deals, including the Buffalo Billion, was found guilty of bid rigging. But groups on the left and the right of the political spectrum say the problem with the state's economic development deals go beyond the corruption cases.
It's almost incidental. It's a predictable result of a bad policy.
E.J. McMahon, with the fiscally conservative budget watchdog group The Empire Center, says the state has built, equipped, and owned $1 billion worth of facilities, including the Solar City factory in Buffalo and a film industry hub near Syracuse during Cuomo's tenure. Solar City employs around 20% of the 3,000 employees initially projected. And the film center, which stood empty for years, was sold to Onondaga County for a dollar. But McMahon says even if they were successful, it's the wrong business for the state to be in.
This is, in classic terms, almost Marxist. This is the state owning the means of production. It's corporate welfare on steroids. This is a business we do not belong in.
McMahon says manufacturers already get tax breaks that are built into state law. He says the state's resources are better spent on infrastructure, and New York should leave more speculative ventures to the corporations. Greg Barilla is with the New York chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He says the state has resorted to building factories and offering programs like Startup New York, which offers 10 years of tax subsidies to new companies because the state's business climate is so poor.
We have myriad taxes and regulations that a lot of states that our members, again, have to compete with employers in other states, don't have to contend with. And we spend all of this money in New York State, $9 billion in economic development, essentially because it's so hard to attract employers organically.
Barilla says if taxes and regulations were significantly cut, businesses would have a better chance of growing. Ron Deutsch with the union-funded Fiscal Policy Institute agrees that the state should not be in the business of building factories for private businesses. He says if the deals can't be stopped, then the governor and legislature should at least make them more transparent. He says they could create a public database that reveals which companies receive funding and the true costs of the projects.
These mega deals that are happening all around the state, where we're doing everything from, you know, buying buildings for private companies, you know, the contracts and the negotiations and whatnot, are shrouded in secrecy when you compare it to something like a nonprofit contract.
He says not-for-profits have to show far more documentation in exchange for state funding than did the business deals that led to the corruption convictions. The state Senate passed some transparency measures before the legislative session ended in June, but they stalled in the Assembly. Despite the corruption convictions, Governor Cuomo continues to promote his economic development programs. Earlier this month, he announced $10 million in downtown revitalization grants for the Mohawk Valley city of Rome.
The tide is now going with us. This state today, 8 million private sector jobs, more jobs than have ever existed in the history of the state of New York.
And Cuomo continues to tout economic successes in Buffalo, saying the city has turned around. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.